Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Guys. Thanks, Greg. Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Or in y'all's time, either Monday or Friday. I'm here with an insane artist. His name is Kilbride, and if you guys are into something fun, his Instagram is full of fun. He is one of the few that has an insane red hair, which I should point out because it's a nice cherry color. It reminds me of a snow cone, or reminds me of like a nice frosty. If you visit the US, you'll know what a frosty is. But anyway, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Oh, speaking on the hair, I actually just dyed it today, so it's like still red. Like, it's half black now, too.
Oh yeah, I see it now. Oh, that's a cool one. I like it.
Yeah, change it up a bit.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a nice change, especially for all the things that are happening in your life right now, which I would actually like to start with. So yesterday, you have this insane project out, called Vibes 1984, which congratulations. It's pretty insane and the cover art's really good. Whoever made the cover art, props for the art.
Thank you. Actually, me and a buddy kind of collaborated on it, like kind of thing. I just kind of edited like some parts and then yeah, found like a stock photo actually and just kind of made it what it is.
Ah. That's cool, that's cool. Now, with this project and this collab, how did it come to be? How did this whole project, come to life?
Well, this whole thing is actually hosted by this collaborative group that I'm a part of called Fuck the World. Kind of like it's stylized a bit different just because of like, probably copyright and stuff. I didn't really ask, but it's like FVCK kind of, and then a three for the TH. But anyways, it's a bunch of us. We were in a group before, called 666, which didn't really end up working out, and a lot of us ended up dispersing. So we just kind of, my buddy decided he wanted to take action and kind of just make his own thing, but not really be like a band or like a group kind of thing, more like he's like hosting artists kind of. So he's actually featured on the first track, which is produced by me as well. It's called I'm Over You slash I Love You, and his name's Azerath. Then my buddy Snafu, he produced the second track, Drift Away, and is on that as well, does the chorus. But it's kind of just came about as our first real release like together before we released like an actual like album or EP, like full EP. It was just a couple songs. It was actually originally released on SoundCloud in December. we just didn't do anything with it really, with Spotify. And then I was just like, well, we both produce the beats, let's just get this out there and then get things rolling, kind of. Because so now we're kind of in the train's moving now, so we'll have more coming very soon.
Wow, that is so exciting. Congrats again on the project. It's really good. I've only listened to one.
Here.
I listened to both. What am I talking about? I listened to both songs, and they've been on loop in my head since this morning. I went out, and your song was playing. I had it on loop all day. So thanks for that. Thanks for getting my
You.
day going.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. That's good. That's always great to hear.
Sick, sick. And I also want to talk about your music style because I notice that it's very unique. It's different. I can't point out, what specific one. So I wanted to ask you, because only what
Yeah.
is your style of music? What is your style of music?
Yeah, it is kind of hard to pinpoint at times, 'cause I listen to so much music for one thing, and like I didn't even really like I listen I've always listened to rap a little bit, like when I started, but I was mainly like a metalhead, so very influenced by that. But I would call it like, I guess, psychedelic. One thing in my Instagram thing, which I said is or in my bio I just put, is psychedelic party music. So and it's also pretty emo though too, so I didn't know how to like throw that in there too. But yeah, it's pretty much like emo psychedelic party music, basically. Crap. Yeah, whatever. I guess that's party, so whatever.
I rock with that for sure. I rock with that. That's actually pretty. I like emo music. It rocks with me. And I'm actually curious to know where the emo part of you came from. Were you like born with this, psychedelic music gene, I'm gonna say, or you learned about it and you developed, or what is your case?
Definitely learned and developed, because like I didn't really like the stuff I write about can range from like different times in my life for sure. But I mean, I actually started listening to emo music, I was probably in like high school or something. It wasn't like something, but I've been listening to music my whole life, like it always influenced by it. But like, I guess the psychedelic part maybe, like I've always listened to the Beatles, but when I started actually experimenting with psychedelics, that's when that aspect got influenced. Actually, the riff off of that, I was inspired to actually start making music from psychedelics and watching Pink Floyd's The Wall, and just kind of realizing like afterwards, like thinking I need to want to pursue this kind of thing. It's something that's always been a part of my life. So that sound, I started making music, that was always in there for sure. And yeah, and the emo aspect, kind of, there's lots of metal influence with that too, so I kind of jumble those together. So yeah, kind of just take from everywhere. But like, yeah, the emo thing definitely in high school, I would say.
That's so interesting. Wow. And I'm glad you're sticking to emo. I think it fits you. I don't really see you going into any other genres, or at least I don't know. I don't really see you doing any other genres. I don't
Yeah,
really
I'll
see.
dip my toe in the water here and there, but like yeah, emo psychedelic for sure is gonna be the thing I stick with for a while.
And I totally rock with that. Or else I wouldn't have listened to that little EP project. And speaking about the project, you mentioned that you produced some the beats on it. So I wanted to ask you, and I like asking about it because I like producers. They're one of my favorite things about music is, the producing. So what is your whole technique with producing? What is your method, when it comes to producing, making beats?
Well, okay. Well, yeah, I produced the first song on there, and that one, I have, like, a couple methods. So that one, I did all the pianos and stuff myself, and I took a drum loop in and kind of would edit it. I won't always take loops, but usually, like, I'll either make everything from scratch or fuck with a blend of both, or sometimes even I'll try and make a beat that's just loops, but I edit them in my own way, or like cut them and do whatever, and then or samples, whatever, I meld the sounds together to make them, like, I try and find the ones that fit just right, of course, but, like, I like having a meld of sounds that can make its own ambiance, you know, in a beat kind of thing. And even when I make it from scratch, that's kind of what I'm thinking of. I'm always trying to think of the ambiance of the beat and how it's going to feel whenever you listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Very unique process you have, and apparently it's working because the song's really good, so you're really working out to be a producer. Yeah. Wow. Props.
And the song that I, one of the songs I sent you, is called Numb, and I co-produced that. Like, I did the, wrote the melody, and wrote, like, there's gospel like parts in it, and like kind of like, because I wrote the beat as a template and then brought it to my producer and engineer guy that I was working with at the time, and we made that, and that song actually was released before I took it down because some album shit with this guy I was working with wasn't working out. Not the same dude, actually, different guy, but he was kind of hosting the album, and then yeah, basically, I just decided I'm going to rebrand it and re-release it, which is good, because the artist that's featured on it, she hasn't released music in, like, since I originally released it, so it's now she's starting to, so it's kind of good.
Mm.
Sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there with the production thing. It just reminded me of that.
No problem at all. I like shoutouts. They rock.
Yeah. Yeah, the person I'm working with is Baby Goth also. Yeah. Work closely, but like kind of like, you know, reached out. Yeah. So I hope that goes over well when I release it.
I hope so as well. I hope so. And I know we talked about this before, you know, recording, but the fans have got to know about your name.
I wanted to save this story too. Okay, so, well, my name is Killbride, and it sounds like very aggressive, obviously, and it's like, why would someone name themselves this? But that's my that's my last name. So, like, actually, so it's like, I'm like Welsh and like Irish kind of, but my name originates like Scottish, so I definitely have some Scottish in just like that area, I guess. Mainly Welsh though, but my name before this actually was Bernie D. I don't know, yeah, if you ever listened to me before, but my name used to be Bernie D. And used to like release a bunch of shit, whatever, and that was my nickname in high school, was Bernie, so that's why I was named that, and like, and it kind of in university a little bit too. Then my producer was like, no, you have to change your name, you have to be Killbride, like that's like given, and it's just easier for like trademarking shit because it's actually my name, you know, or whatever, copyright, like I don't have to deal with that.
True.
That's the origin.
Thanks for that, and thank God. I'm sorry, but your other name is not rock. It's not
you. Yeah, I
know. It's not you, the other name. It's not you. It sounds like either a pop.
Oh, that's... I was doing like lo-fi emo shit back then too. Like it was kind of the same, but more lo-fi. But yeah, still doesn't fit.
It does not. No, that's not an emo name. That's more for like, you know, a pop artist or like a really lame rapper.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of a lame rapper back then. So whatever it worked. But yeah, definitely honed in.
For sure, yeah. You've matured since then. I mean,
that's funny.
I mean, come on, it's high school. It's silly. It's supposed to be. You were in high school. It's supposed to be silly.
Yeah, exactly. Straight up.
But thankfully, you changed it. I wouldn't be able to listen to you or take you seriously if you had a name like that.
Yeah, it was kind of comical too, and I was going with a lot of comedy type shit too. Like, I throw that in there with the music because that's one thing I really liked about rap, and I still add that shit in there, of course. Like, I have those ridiculous songs, but I just do it differently. And I'm just smarter with it, I think, nowadays. Just like, no, like, yeah. How to, make a verse actually, like, make sense instead of just being like, wait, why was that in there?
Got you. And I like comedy like that. And I like that you do it, like, you do it in a mature way and not, like, really, because some artists are really into it. Like, they'll post memes every single day of their life, and they're too silly. But you do it in a mature way. Right? It's not too much. And, you know, people enjoy you and, you know, take you seriously. But also think he's a funny guy, so...
Yeah, I think before, when I was Bernie D, I did do the comedy aspect a bit more, for sure. And now I'm kind of knowing what I want to do. What I want to be as an artist. Before, I didn't really even know. Like, I was just kind of fucking around, so.
Well, you're not fucking around now. You're not fucking around.
No way.
And... It's funny you mentioned that, because I wanted to ask you about your future. I know it's a tough topic to talk about, but I'm just curious to know, like, where do you see this career going? What do you want in the future? Like, you know, what do you want the future to look like, you know, for your music? Like, what kind of things are you looking forward to, you know? What kind of things are we going to get from you?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of stuff on the way, especially just because I have a lot of stuff that I put up and took down, just because, especially because my name was Bernie D, but the songs are still good, so, like, some of them were very emo, like, I did a whole acoustic kind of thing, and I just kind of was looking through all those ones I have on a hard drive and was like, okay, I'm gonna take all the stuff that I made probably from, like, 2017, like, 2020, I guess, or something, and put it, most of it, all in one album. So that's definitely going. And that'll be probably, like, just, when I sift through it all, probably just 15 or 20 songs. Like, I'm not gonna throw everything on there. Like, there's definitely stuff I'm just gonna keep dead, you know? But, yeah. And then, like I said, I made this album with this producer guy. It just didn't end up working out. So a lot of the songs, I took the whole album down. And one of them I end up re-releasing on the album I released before this current EP. But basically... I'm just gonna put it all kind of in one, like, EP as well. And that one is probably gonna be the thing that I release first before the little, like, compilation album or whatever you want to call it. Like, honestly, I guess, like you said, those are just, like, for releases. But, like, and actually there's one more that I'm working on called, it's gonna be called Spitting Out Chaos. At least that's, like, the tentative name right now. And I'm working on it. Because I have a new setup that I've been going to. My buddy has a studio. His name is... I'm going to shout at him, actually, real quick. His name is KM. K-A-Y space E-M. should check him out. Also, that's one of the guys I was going to send through. He's doing a lot in PEI right now in Charlottetown when it comes to rap, like putting on festivals and shit, like little tiny ones. So it's kind of cool. But for the future of what I'm doing, I'm always... I graduated from university and I have my business degree. Like, I'm always looking for jobs and shit like that. So, like, I want music to be my job, you know? Like, I would love that to be my main thing. Like, but I always have a backup. That's just how my brain works. But, like, I still go all in with my music kind of thing. Like, it's always going to be there. I'm always going to keep trying, like, regardless. Like, because it's something that just won't, I know it just won't go away. So, regardless, I'm just going to keep getting better. So, eventually, it's going to, you know, work out. Especially if I keep putting in the same, like, effort I've been putting in. I think it's, definitely something's going to come of it. So, that's pretty much what I keep, what's driving me to keep going, I guess. Just get better and better, I guess. Just keep getting better. Probably have some more music videos coming out soon. I made a couple, like, a few years ago, but, definitely going to start working on that whenever I release. Probably spinning on chaos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's no actual dates or anything. I don't have any like dates yet, but you know, it's gonna be all that stuff will be released probably before the end of the year.
Okay. Nice, nice. I'm excited for these events coming up. I'm proud of you, and congrats on the degree. It's nice. It's.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. I'm afraid to ask why you did. I'm afraid of what you'll answer if I ask why did you get the degree. So I'm gonna leave it out for now. Afraid.
I'll just say something real. Like I was already into the degree before I started doing rap. Like I was like before I actually started to like be like, okay, this is what I want to try to do. I was in like my third or fourth year, so I was like, I gotta finish. So, yeah, that's mainly why. And like, it's kind of like I like it as like a. Like I said I always like to have a backup plan, so that's kind of fail safe for me if nothing worked out. But I'll probably always do music, so. It do be what it do be.
True. Absolutely. And I like the backup. I try to encourage people if you're able to go to college and get a degree. You never know what could happen.
Yeah. Straight up though, you never know. You could find something that you like even more than music, to be honest. I don't know. Not me personally, I don't think. But, you know, you never know. Or you could meet someone, like, you know, there's so many different things. Like, university is definitely not the worst.
It's definitely worth your time, and maybe you can even combine your interests, you know.
Put the effort.
Yeah, for sure. And
combine, yeah.
And I was just thinking of that too, like since you're in business and also, you know, music, you know, that can be something you could, you know, consider and think about, you know, combining your interests into something in business but also doing music.
I have thought about that.
And you should.
Like, I would love...
Oh, no, go ahead.
I think we're a little delayed. I was just going to say, I thought, even early on, I was like, I always wanted to start, like, a record label, like, with music kind of thing. Like, if I ever... But I'd want music to be the first thing, and then that'd be, like, later. That'd be if I ever, like, popped off, or, you know. But but the business knowledge helps with that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, later's always good, too. Like, now's a really good time to start doing a label, because there's a lot of artists that, you know, that need promotion, that sure. Need management, you know. That'd be something you could consider, you know, to do, you know, either now or next year, like... You know, to start developing, even if you're not popped off yet, you know, a record label is really good to start, you know, with.
Good way to make revenue too, or and bring up people in the local area.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I recommended Discord earlier, because some labels, like, I'm part of servers with labels, and they make Discord servers, and that'd be something to start with. Okay. That's totally up to you. I'm just giving you an idea.
Good idea to connect artists even within the label to kind of like features or like whatnot, just like kind of like a group chat. Yeah, or it is a group chat.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and actually, I wanted to ask you this since we're on the label topic. If you were to start one, what would be the name of your label?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully no one takes this, but if someone does, it'll
Google
be
embarrassing. I'll Google anyway, it. So fuck them. Wrong. I'll Google.
Okay, okay. I'd like to call it Third Eye Realm. Like, yeah. Because I've always thought, you know, that psychedelic kind of aspect I bring to my music has always been there, and that's what kind of made me start music. So it's like, my music is the realm for the Third Eye, or that label would be, you know, and that's would be the artist I would kind of bring in.
Well, good.
Regardless of the name. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that name is not taken, so it's free. I just see a lot of Third Eye. I just only see Third Eye. I like see Third Eye Records, or like Third Eye Stimuli Records. So yours is all good to use.
All right, I should get on that.
Regardless,
it would be a variation of that, and yeah.
As you should, you know, get that Discord server going and getting those record labels, getting going and getting artists, you know. And, you know, now you're on here, so that's even bigger because people listen. They actually listen to this. You know, so.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, you might want to thank me if you ever get big. You know, for getting.
I thank you already. Like, thank you so much. Like, and if I do get big, yeah. Like, I appreciate it. Anything, anyone.
Oh, you're sweet. Yeah. You're sweet. And I would love to see where your record label goes. You know, invite me to that server. Yeah. Get me going. I want to see. I want to see everything.
Let's get the wheels. I'll try and start thinking of some shit like soon. Get a logo maybe going.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can help you get a server if you need it. I have experience in labels myself. Word. So we can talk about that later though.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, for now, let's just say the Third Eye Realm's coming soon. Let's say that.
Sure.
Let's say that for now. Third Eye Realm coming soon to a screen near you.
Watch it with your third eye.
Oh, that's a good one too! I actually have, I can make an Instagram post with an actual eyeball, and it says, watch out for the third eye, and we post it and make an account on Instagram.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah. Like a loading kind of thing, like, watch out for the third eye. I could even get stickers and, like, fucking put them around my city.
Yes, and we can get the eyeball.
And be like, look out. Yeah. Tag the picture or whatever. I was thinking of doing that. I tried to do that when I lived in Nova Scotia, actually. But stickers were shit. Like, they weren't shit, but they were, like, I found them hard to peel off because it was, like, a death metal-looking kind of logo. I just, like, I don't know. It was just annoying to me. Everyone else was fine at doing it. I was like, I can't do this. I need to get better stickers.
Well, now I have an excuse to do it. You know, this record label, it's going to happen. I will personally make a server and account myself. I'm gonna dedicate it.
Let's do it. Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. So that's coming soon. Yeah.
In the dream. Yeah, coming soon.
Oh, okay. I lost my train of thought. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. I'm excited for all this stuff coming for you. I'm proud. I'm excited for you. And let's talk about your cats. About your cat, because she is very relaxing on... Is that your shoe I can't talk. Is that your shoe that she's sitting on?
Those aren't mine. Those are my friends, actually. She designed them.
Try saying that three times.
She designed them?
No, the other one I said. Is that the...
What'd you say? Is that the shoe? Oh, yeah. I can't even begin to say it. I don't think. Is that the shoe?
I'll give you that. Yeah. 50 bucks you can say it. Three times in a row without splurring.
Okay, what is the whole phrase again?
Is that the shoe that she's sitting on?
Okay, one second.
Oh, my...
Is that the shoe that she's... Okay, wait. Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? There we go. I have to get in, like, rap fucking mode, you know? That's the only way I can do tongue twisters.
That's good. I'll do it faster.
Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on?
Faster.
Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? I don't know... Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? Is that the shoe that she's sitting on? I can't even do it. My voice got higher and higher each time. It was great.
That's okay. You did good.
Kind of did it on purpose a little bit at the end there, obviously, but... Shh. No one needs to know.
We'll keep it secret.
I mean, shit.
We'll keep it away. And speaking of that... I lost my train of thought earlier, so I forgot to ask. You actually have a podcast of your own, which we need to talk about because people need to know about it. So what is up with that?
Yeah. Well, I haven't really done one in like a while, and I don't even know if it's going to keep going, if it is or not. But if it does, I'll... And, like, everyone should go listen to the ones that are already out, because regardless if we do keep doing it or not, it's a good awareness for psychedelics, and kind of just fun stories as well. We're trying to do a little bit of harm reduction and whatnot. The podcast is called A Period of Time, which was an EP that me and my buddy Ego Death, he's another rapper, he's from Nova Scotia, he did that, and... I produced the whole thing, and it was just like four songs, and we decided to do a podcast based off of that, talking about psychedelics, because it was a super trippy album, so that's what that's about. If you want to hear a bunch of crazy psychedelic stories, go check that out. There's like 6 or 7 episodes out right now, I think. Just haven't updated it in a while.
I'm definitely going to check it out later, and y'all should too. What got you into that anyway? Like, the podcast, actually. And please tell me if you're going to keep it going.
Oh, the podcast.
Please tell me if you're going to keep it going. It'd be interesting to see where it goes.
I have no idea if we're going to keep it going yet. I'd have to, we probably are. We just haven't done it in months. So, I'm really busy, and he's really busy, I think, too. So, We will talk about it, but the podcast, basically, my buddy Ego Death kind of got me into actually doing it, because I've always been interested in it. I've been listening to podcasts probably since I was in, 13 or 14 kind of thing, and always thought it'd be cool to do one. Oh, yeah, I've been listening to them for a while, but, wanted to do one myself, but didn't want it to be I don't know, I didn't have the confidence to do it props to you for doing one, you do talk to me, I guess, but yourself, I mean, and organizing that, I felt like I needed someone to kind of, do that with, or whatever, so that's what got me motivated to do it, and, but now I feel like I would do one myself. I just don't know what it would be. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I do really like it, and I hope that we keep doing it. I'll have to talk to him after this, to be honest, see where we're going with that. Hopefully, look out for more, because I have a bunch of stories in the back pocket, and so does he. Oh. So
cool.
Good awareness.
And talk to him about the label too. He'd be a good person to start the label with.
Yeah, true. Especially because he's local. That would be.
Oh yeah, for sure. He'd be good.
And this is, yeah. I was gonna say also about, I forgot to mention this, like, from way back when I was talking about Fuck the World or whatever, that kind of collaborative community that I'm with. We're not just local on that one. Like, Ego Death is part of it, but, like, it's all over. Like, my buddy Snafu is from New Zealand, and, like, fucking, most of the people are from the States, all, like, and, like, kind of around, like, the Midwest area, but, like, yeah, people from all over kind of thing. Like, we don't discriminate.
of course, and I'm glad you guys are going global, your kind of music is all over the world, you know? It's all over. Your kind of music and style.
Exactly. If you're gonna go for it, go big, go home, right?
Yeah, sure. And I'm curious to know, we talked about your cat earlier, in the bedroom where she's sitting. Is that the same bedroom that you live in and that you're talking to me right now in, or is that somewhere else?
Yeah, that's the same one. I live currently in like a bachelor. I used to live in a one bedroom. I plan on moving out of this place soon, actually, but it's not bad. Oh, and the cat's name also is Gouda, the white one, anyways. Then Lily is my big fluffy gray cat.
Where's the picture of the gray one?
I had pictures on there, but every once in a while I'll just archive them and, you know, like, put them away. So there hasn't been any really recent ones, especially because my phone broke recently, so I haven't really been able to take any new ones. That was with my friend's phone, so that's kind of shit, but whatever.
That kind of shit happens, but... Aw, your cat, the white one is so cute.
Yeah, she does take better pictures too, because Lily will always, like, look away or, like, whatever. She just knows.
Yeah, this one, I rock with her. She's so cute. And she packs a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
She packs it in.
Yeah. I love cats.
Aw, cutie. Aww.
She's my baby.
Of course she's your baby. Aw. Oh, wow. Are those real cats you got?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have about, like, 20.
Oh, my God.
Probably. Got my lip tattooed.
You are definitely... Psychedelic now. You're definitely psychedelic now.
Oh, fucking right. Yeah, I have a mushroom tattooed on me, actually. A psilocybin mushroom.
Oh. I actually wanted to lead into the, to that comment, because you performed on the 15th, it was a couple weeks ago on the 15th, you performed at an open mic, and the lighting makes your head look like a mushroom, no offense, makes your hair look like one.
You guys can really
pay attention to the lighting. His hair makes multiple colors, like the front makes a green and reddish orange color, and then it'll flow through the back. But great performance. I wonder how you got that. I wonder how you got that.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, that, actually, I'm going to one tonight. same place. They have one every Wednesday here. It's called Baba's Lounge, and they've had music here, like, all from all over, like, not just rap. Like, rap's kind of like, well, they have just rap shows, which I've played, but they open mics, obviously, for any kind of music. But they've had bands like Mother there, like, I think the Trues have played there, like, lots of Canadian bands, basically, like, the Arkells stuff. Anyways, like, it's a nice spot, and the lighting and the sound is really good. Like, I love the lighting. Actually, I've played a couple shows there while tripping on acid, and it is really cool. never thought I would ever say that, but it, the only reason I did it was because I had a lot of, like, things, with myself about, and I don't recommend anyone do this also, because this is, I'm fucking weird. So, like, this is what helped me, like, get over kind of, like, showing up to what, like, I was like, if I can do this while I'm tripping, I don't have an excuse to not come to the shows. Cause sometimes I'd, like, be insecure and be like, oh, I don't want to go to open mic, I'm shit, like, kind of thing, you know? That kind of made me get over it, but I don't recommend anyone fucking do that. Like, do it on your own. Like, I'm kind of a psycho. So that's, like, my little spiel about that.
Yeah.
Safe, people.
That's alright, man, that's alright. That's what makes you a pretty good artist, is the spewing and, you know, the fact that you can go a little insane. I rock with that.
Yeah, like, which artist? If you make music, that's, you have anyone. To be fucking crazy, right? Yeah, that's true, really, too. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no normal.
Where am I going? I wanted to thank you for this lovely chat. I appreciate you a lot, and I'm so excited for all this coming. Have fun tonight. Have fun. Send pics. I'm gonna be on Instagram all day, so you.
Okay, word that. There should be some, I'll make a post. There's always someone taking a video. Like, the host will take a video, so send it to me. Look out for that.
Sounds good. I appreciate you a lot, and I cannot wait. So, do you have any last words for the fans? You know, do you have anything you want to tell the audience, you know, to leave them?
Namaste. That's all I gotta say. I kind of rhyme too. No way.
Next song.
I put my raps on layaway.
Is that your new song?
Yeah. Oh, that was off the top. Did that shit just today. Yeah. Sometimes I like to spit venomous off the top of my lip. Acidic, you know that I grip onto the cliff. I don't know, I'm not gonna keep going, but yeah. That's off the top.
Nice. Thank you for that. That was nice. That was a nice touch. Absolutely.
A little bit of, you know, sprinkles to put on top the ice cream.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely. Well, thank you again. Thank you guys so much for watching. Right. Make sure you guys check out Vibes 1984. It is out everywhere. His best social media is his Instagram, that guy, Killbright. I'll keep you guys posted with everything, including the label. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll see you guys next time. And I can't think of any other thing to say. Love y'all. Keep supporting musicians. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires
to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artists when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Depressants scarred these wrists with someone listen. Invisible sickness, keep it hidden. Are we kidding? Will this madness ever end? Picking up the pieces, going down the road again. Will this madness ever end? Picking up the pieces, going down the road again. I needed to love you, needed to love you, needed to love you. I loved you anyway. I loved you anyway. Dark days grown even darker. Hold up before we hit the bottom. I don't claim to be a martyr. Lately this life's been hitting me harder. Can I get a grip? It's killing me, eating me, taking every fucking piece of me. Going down, floating lost in the endless sea. Is a lonely scene, only thought that I'll ever see. In reality, tripping in a fantasy. Wishing for a particle, but setting scenes to bring us peace. All these afflictions, obsessions, addictions. No contradictions, you're grabbing on my diction. Making a friction, yeah. Case of distractions, a conscious of vixens. Demons in my head screaming. Gotta get us out or we won't be breathing, yeah. Will this madness ever end? Picking up the pieces, going down the road again. Will this madness ever end? Picking up the pieces, going down the road again. I needed to love you, needed to love you, needed to love you.
Over the place, right through the curtains. Give me the time of day, girl, I swear it's worth it. Day tripping off the day quill, my baby's perfect. Yeah, break me from these chains, girl, I swear I'm worth it. Give me a dollar for my pain, girl, can you reverse it? I'm wishing I could be that numb. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Love is like a drug. Gotta get a taste, gotta get a taste. I could be that numb. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? So far from this place, I'll take us on a trip. Forward me a location. I'm all up in my bag, like we on a vacation. Yeah, I can see it, and that's all I need. We're on the beach, it's just you and me. Started from the bottom with your palm in my hand, and now we living lavish, higher than the mountains.
Wishing not to be that numb. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Love is like a drug. Gotta get a taste, gotta get a taste. Yeah, wishing I could be that numb. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Love is like a drug. Gotta get a taste, gotta get a taste. Like a drug, gotta get a taste, gotta get a taste. Wishing I could be that numb. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great?
If we could get away so far from this place.